Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. Today, I have exciting news. A volunteer wrote the BTR glossary, and then I revised it, and the coaches pitched in, and we all worked on this document together. We want your input. What questions do you have? Maybe one of the definitions doesn't make sense to you, or you might want to know more about it. Here's a few of the things that I think might help you. For example, under boundaries, many people put that boundaries are an if-then statement. If you look at porn, then you will sleep on the couch. Something like that. I don't think that's a good way to put it. I've said this over and over again. A good way to look at boundaries is to complete the sentences, I do not feel safe when this happens. And then in order to feel safe, I will remember a boundary is action oriented. Anyway, I would love for you to go to our site, look through the glossary. If you have any questions, if you think we should have anything, this is a team effort. And we want to include you in that team effort. We'd love to see what you think. Another one, I don't like the term WOPA, which some of you may have never heard. It's wife of a pornography addict. I don't like that because it defines me in relation to my husband rather than just defining me for who I am by myself. At Betrayal Trauma Recovery, we prefer the term SHERO, meaning that you're given a very difficult set of circumstances and that you are your own hero and rise to the occasion and create the life that you want despite what anyone else is doing around you. Many of you have written and asked what D-Day is. That is on the glossary. It is known as Discovery Day. Information here about disclosures, therapeutic polygraphs, emotional safety. We included forgiveness and trust and the difference between those two different things. Please let us know if there are any other definitions you would like to see on this glossary page. Just leave a comment below the article and we'll make sure to add it. And remember, until next week, stay safe out there. If this podcast was helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.